Great singer. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me to John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. It is an honor to be here. Thank God for his moving in our church and what we're seeing. God has been blessing, saving souls. Can I give you some good news this morning? If you walked in this church lost today, I'll give you some great news. You can walk out saved.
Amen.
You can. Let me say this. You can know that you know that you know you're going to heaven. Somebody help me. I like that. You can know. Somebody said you can't know until you die. No, no, no. I know right now. I'm sure not going to wait till I die. I'm sure going to not wait till it's too late. I want to know now. Amen. Glory to God. I'm about to preach right now, Brother Chad. I'm going to preach on a subject that I have not heard preached other than in this church for a long time. And it is a must. You know, a lot of you woke up this morning, you said, well, I must take my pills. I was one of those. Some of you ladies said, I must put on my makeup. Some of y'all are there. Somebody, I heard a preacher preaching against makeup one time. I thought he's crazy to do something like that. And he was preaching bad. It's bad to get makeup. And I thought myself, every barn needs a new paint. Hey, man. Oh, come on. You must. I mean, there's a lot of musts in life. Last week, man, I tell you what, I had a schedule. Chad, I told him my schedule. Chad almost passed out from my schedule. He said, Pastor, you need to compartmentalize. You need to get all that stuff in order and do one thing at a time. I told him, I said, I must do this. I must do this. I must do that. He about passed out. I must do. By the way, there's a lot of things you must do.
Yeah.
But I'm going to preach on something.
Amen.
And you, if you don't do a lot of those things, it ain't going to mean nothing.
Amen.
But the thing I'm going to preach about this morning, if you don't have it done in your life, you're going to spend eternity in hell away from God.
Amen.
Stand with me with your Bibles open, John chapter number 3. I want to make this as plain and give you a picture of salvation this morning, as plain as you've ever heard it. That way you have no excuse when you walk out that door that preacher didn't tell you exactly the truth.
Amen.
And you'll know exactly how to get from earth to heaven after you hear this message. Are you there?
Amen.
John chapter number 3. I'm going to say, Nick, when I get to the invitation, you just come on and get ready. And Larry will lead you up there and get ready to be baptized. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily. By the way, anytime you see one verily, it is important, but if you see two of them, you better put your head up and look. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. Boy, you don't hear that much today. You don't hear vernacular like born again and saved and knowing you're saved. We got this easy believism. Come and sign a card and you don't have to repent and you don't have to turn. And you just got to be a good person. Ladies and gentlemen, goodness doesn't get you nowhere but hell. Lord have mercy. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born a spirit is spirit. Now here's the text today. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again.
Amen.
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell from whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knoweth not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Somebody help me. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And notice this. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our Father, I ask you in these next few minutes that you'll hide me behind the cross, that I'll make it so plain about how to get to heaven, and that this must be born again. And Lord, we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. You must be born again. I'm going to give you three thoughts this morning. Now, I want to say something about Nicodemus. There's a lot of conjecture, Chad. They said, well, he came by night. Most conjecture is that he came by night because he didn't want his Pharisee brothers to see him go to Jesus Christ. Well, that may be true and that may be the context, but I want to tell you what, you'll never be saved until you see yourself lost and see yourself in the nightness and darkness of sin. And the only hope for you is that you will be translated from the kingdom of darkness and get into the kingdom of light. Somebody help me. I want to give you three things. I want you to note them. And I'm going right down the Bible, line upon line, precept upon precept. Number one, if you're going to be saved, if you're going to get that must of being born again, you must be born again because you are a sinner. I remember preaching in Beckley, West Virginia, in a large church in Beckley. And I had preached 4 days there. I was on my fifth day. A lot of folks had got saved. A lot of folks had received Christ. And I'll never forget, there was a lady that came at the end of the Friday night service. And she came to me. She was a dignified lady, a very, very attractive, very kind lady. And she came to me and she walked up and she said, can I have a word with you? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I really would like to go to heaven. And I said, do you? I said, praise God. And I said, bow here with me. She said, well, whether or not bow. And I said, okay, whatever. And I said, well, the first thing you need to know, ma'am, is that you're lost, and you're a dirty, rotten sinner, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there's none righteous, no, not one, and there's none of your goodness can save you. And she looked at me and said, hold it right there. See, and she told me all the clubs she was a member of, you know, all the Rotary and everything. She said, well, I don't feel like I'm that. She said, I don't picture myself a lost, dirty sinner. Somebody help me. I want y'all all to know all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. And until we come to the knowledge that we're lost and we're on our way to hell, we'll never come to the knowledge of a need for a Savior. Somebody help me preach. Let me give you four things about Nicodemus. First of all, your position will not save you. He was a man of the Pharisees. I noticed that. He was a man of the Pharisees. He may have been a Pharisee or a man that run around the Pharisees. I've always preached that he was a Pharisee, a religious zealot. I want you to know something. Your position will not save you. You may be affluent today. You may have all the money you need today. You may have a high position in society today. You may be somebody that people look up to today. But I want you to know something. If you've never receive Christ as your Savior, your position, your where you stand on this earth has nothing to do with you going to heaven. Amen. And by the way, your popularity will not save you. Nicodemus was a popular man. Your popularity. You know, we build people up. You know how popular they are. I want you to know something. I don't care if everybody in this country knows who you are. If your name's not written in heaven, your popularity, that matters nothing. You're not going to get to heaven. You're not going to know Jesus. I know folks that are popular. I know folks that people talk well about. But they're lost and on the way to heaven. Hell. Somebody help me. Number three, stay with me. Look at verse number one still yet. He was a ruler of the Jews. Your position will not save you. Your popularity will not save you. Prestige will not save you. You could be the president. You could be the governor. You could be a congressman. You could be a doctor. You could be a lawyer. You could have prestige. But ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been washed in the blood, you will not go to heaven. Stay with me. Fourthly, look at verse number two. I'm still preaching. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Number four, notice this. Piety, religious piety, will not save you. You can be religious and die and go to hell. You know, there's a lot of people that are religious. They come to church. They're in church somewhere this morning as lost as they can be. I want you to know something. You can have your name on the church book. You can have made a trip to the baptistry. You can take sacraments and confess your sins to a priest. But ladies and gentlemen, unless you come boldly to the throne of grace and find grace and mercy in time of need, and all that religion's nothing except unless you have been washed in the blood and have had a personal relationship with Jesus. This is a personal thing.
Yes.
It's higher than religion. It's higher. Hey, it's more than being Baptist. Baptist's not going to take you to heaven because you're a member of Taze Valley Baptist Church. That don't mean you're going to heaven.
Amen.
Secondly, you must be born again because you're a sinner. But look at verses 3 through 12. Just look at your Bible. I'm going to take you through it. You must be born again because it's the only solution.
Yes, it is. Amen, preacher.
I like to tell you being good is enough. I like to tell you that being a good husband is enough. I like to tell you being well thought of is enough. But my Bible says that there's only one solution for your hope to go to heaven, and that is that you are born again.
Amen.
Now, let me give you three things concerning this. Boy, I'll tell you, this is good stuff, isn't it? Jesus answered and said unto him, notice, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water, of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I want you to notice three things. Number one, this birth I'm talking about is a spiritual birth. When Jesus looked at him and said, you must be born again. First thing come to Nicodemus was this. Well, then how can I go back to my mother's womb? I'm not talking about a physical birth.
Amen.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to be real. I just want you to hear. I'm going to slow down and say it. You know what? It's great that you've been born physically. But I want you to know the best thing would ever happen to you if you were not born physically, if you're not born again. Somebody help me preach right there. Hey, you'd be better off. You never was born the first time if you're not born the second time. Somebody help me. I'm talking about a spiritual birth. There's some of you looking at me right now like a calf looking at a new gate. You don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm not talking about physical things. I'm not talking about a physical birth. You could be born physically. And I don't believe in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. I don't believe everybody's going to heaven. I believe you've got to be born again. Y'all still with me? It's a spiritual birth. You know what he said to him? By the way, if it's a spiritual birth, there's spiritual elements to it. He said you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. I want y'all to look at me. And I want really, I'm going to preach this hard. So y'all put your seatbelt on. I'm going to preach something hard right now. That water's not talking about water baptism. Hey, Nick, you're getting baptized in a moment. I ain't even going to save you, son. What you done last week when you walked out, we took the Bible and showed you how to be saved is what's going to save you. What you're going to do when you are baptized, you're showing the death, burial, and resurrection. You're going to show on the outside what you already got on the inside. But the water is not an agent for a baptism, not an agent for the new birth. No, 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 no. The water there is talking about the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. You hear that you're a sinner. You hear that Christ died. That's the only way you be saved.
Glory to God.
And here's how it happens. Just listen to me. I'm trying to make it plain. Here's how it happens. You hear the word. Here's what you hear. You hear that I'm a sinner. You hear that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. The word, oh glory. The word of God comes into your life. But then listen. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit. I want you to know what happens next. The Holy Ghost of God takes the Word of God and implants it in your heart. And you trust God for righteousness. Somebody help me. It's a spiritual birth. You've got to be born again spiritually. Hallelujah. That's good preaching even if I am doing it. It's a spiritual birth. You know, I notice this. There's a lot missing in Christianity today. And let me tell you what it is. We're so caught up with the earthly. We have no clue about the spiritual. What I'm preaching about this morning is not an earthly matter. It's a spiritual birth. Amen. Now, let me give you a second thing. I'm just follow scripture with me. Look at verse 7 and verse number 8. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell from whence it cometh. And whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Number one, it is a spiritual birth. Number two, it's a sovereign birth. I'm going to tell you, listen to me. You'll not be saved because you made your mind up to be saved. Now, you'll be saved when the Holy Ghost comes and works on your life. How many remember the day you got saved? Raise your hand. Wave at me if you remember. How many remember what happened? For the first time in your life, something came on you and made you know that you were a sinner. Something came on to you and revealed the cross of Calvary. That wasn't man. That wasn't man. That was God's Holy Ghost that brought old-timey conviction to you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, what happened to me January 31st, 1973 was not a man. It was a sovereign act of God.
What a saint.
Number three, notice verses 9 through 12. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and know not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except, listen, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? First of all, it's a spiritual birth. Secondly, it's a sovereign birth. But listen to this. Thirdly, it's a supernatural birth. Now, let me explain it this way. Can I explain it? Illustrate two illustrations. Two illustrations. Supernatural birth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Right? And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a time in my life. My life was without form and void. And the Spirit of God, just like He did in creation, brooded over me. How many of y'all believe creation is supernatural? I want you to know something. That happened in your life, whenever it was, is a supernatural birth. It's God putting Christ in you. Y'all got that? Oh, let me give you another illustration. How about Mary, the mother of Jesus? You know what happened to her? Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And you know what the Holy Spirit did to her? He put Jesus in her. You said, well, I thought she was conceived like we were. No, 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 no. God bypassed conception, man's conception. God bypassed all that and placed Jesus in her womb. Yes, she carried him 9 months, but I tell you what happened to Mary was a supernatural thing. And I want to tell you what happened to me when I was lost and undone and on my way to hell. I got a supernatural acquaintance with God and I got saved. It's in it. I'm brand new. Lastly, I'm done. Woo! Amen. Let me ask y'all, have I been clear? Yes. Lastly, number one, you must be born again because you're a sinner. Are you a sinner? You must be born again because there is a solution. Do you know there's a solution? But thank God. Look at verse 13 through 15. You must be born again through a Savior. You could not save yourself, but God sent a Savior. Look at verse 13. The Bible said, and no man that ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. You ain't going to heaven until the Son of Man which came down comes in your life. Now listen to this. Let me tell you an Old Testament illustration. I'm done. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Here's what happened. I'll take you all the way back to the book of Numbers. The children of Israel, how many believe? No, they was a stubborn bunch of heathen. And you know what happened to them? They got bit by snakes. By the way, my Bible tells me that the devil is a serpent. The old serpent. They were bitten by snakes. They started swelling and they started dying. And God, whoo, God said, or Moses said to God, what do I do? How do I get these people right? And here's what he told him. I tell you what I want you to do, Moses. I want you to get a brazen serpent. And I want you to hang it up on a pole. Whew. And if them people look at that pole, and look at that serpent. They can live. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 years ago, by the way, the word brazen is the word for judgment. You hear me? 2,000 years ago, there was a Savior came. Judged your sin upon Calvary. Your sin was nailed on Calvary's cross. your sin was nailed. The Bible said he became sin. Now, he substituted for sin, but it's larger than that, Brother Duffy. It's larger than that. He became sin. He became a drug addict. He became a pornographic person. He became an adulterer. He became what you are so you can become what he is.
Amen. Amen.
He said, boy, that seems so difficult. It's not difficult. Just look and live. It's not really that difficult. Just look to Jesus. It's not your denomination, not your background. No, no, no. Just look to Jesus. You can be saved because he came. You can be saved because of his cross. I want you to know something. When he died, he did it all for you.
Amen.
Those spikes in his hands were for you. That beating that he took, and some doctors said he suffered every flesh wound common to man. That beating, that whipping, that death was for you. He judged your sin on Calvary. So you don't have to die and go to hell and face judgment. He said, hell, preacher, how can I do it? It's simple. Look and live. It's simple. Look and live. It's simple. Trust him. A little young person this morning could be saved by just trusting him. Bow your head with me. Nick, you come on out and get ready to be baptized. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one moving around, please. Let me ask you a question. I want you to really be honest with me now. If you died today, if today you died or the Lord came, how many of you know if you died today, you'd go to heaven? Raise your hand. Hold them up high. If you don't know, don't hold them. Thank you. How many in this room would be honest enough to say, I could not raise my hand for sure that I know Jesus Christ is my Savior, but I don't want to die without God? How many right now say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. Slip your hand up. Bless that hand. Somebody else? Just hold it up. You're not sure you're saved. I see that hand, young man. God bless you. God bless you, young man. Thank you. Somebody else, not sure you're saved. Just slip it up. Now, you that raised your hand, that you're not sure you're saved, will you look at me? Son, are you not sure you're saved? You know you're saved? You're not? Do you want to be saved? Come on. Chad, I want you to take this young man. He wants to be saved. He does not know for sure he's saved. He does not know. Chad, lead him to Christ. Somebody else? Preacher, I want to be saved. I want Christ in my life. Yeah, I see. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, just come on out there. That's right. I need another man to help me here. God's moving in this place, folks. God's moving. Come on, young man. Grant, this young man wants to be saved. Lead him to Christ. God is moving all over this place. Somebody else say, Preacher Smith, I'm not saved either. And I don't want to die and go to hell and be in hell forever. How many right now just raise your hand and say, pray for me? Come on, come on. I look at me. See, I don't want to go to hell. Look up at me. Say, I don't want to be to hell. Won't you come right now and come get saved? Stand with me. As they're taking the Bible, leading these two young men to the Lord, we're going to sing. And if I want you to come, and I want you to trust Christ, thank you for being here. Let's sing.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word.
Yeah, man.
Only trust him.
Only trust him.
trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you.
He yes, will he'll save you.
Save you.
Thank God he'll save you.
For
aren't you glad you're saved?
Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust him.
Church,
come back.
Church, this is Jacob. He just asked Jesus to save him.
Hey, son, did you ask Christ to save you? You know you're saved? Amen. God bless. Somebody praise God. Be seated. The other young man just come for assurance. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, God's doing business around this place. Hallelujah. You know, the last six or seven times I preached here at Taze Valley in a row, somebody been saved. And it's not because of the preacher. It's because of the message of the gospel. It still works.